Welcome to your paralegal studies program, and more specifically to the study support for your paralegal studies program. This is segment A. It covers volume 1, chapters 1 through 6 in the Essential Skills for Paralegals textbooks by Daniel R. Barber and Elisa Novallo. Segment A really kind of sets the stage for your educational experience. In Chapter 1, we cover your client and what the client involves in terms of representation, in terms of your duties. Chapter 2 will discuss the profession. Chapter 3 discusses what we call the field, which is kind of more general to the legal employment opportunities that are out there. Chapter 4, we really get started in your specific legal training with legal terminology. Both civil and criminal and even administrative terminology. Chapter 5, we discuss the courts, and Chapter 6, the law office environment. At the end of every segment, we have a wrap-up, segment wrap-up. I'll mention that again in just a moment, but that's where we have a series of quizlets, mock exams. We have a thing called the portal exam, where you take that to see if you're ready to take the mock exams. And if you don't pass that, we recommend studying more before you go on to the mock exams. On the left-hand side of this page, you'll notice that you'll also see underneath the menu where you have been link. This link will allow you to, at any point, make sure that you have covered all of the material and all the pages and exercises and demonstrations and so forth that are available in this segment. In that web page, you'll see, if you went there now, you'd see mostly red dots next to each page, meaning that you have not been there yet. Once you have visited one of those pages, it turns green. Now, if you see at the end, at the end of the segment, and you see a red dot, you can just click on that dot to visit that page. Make sure you have seen it or finished that exercise, whatever the case may be, and then you'll be able to return to the "Where Have You Been?" page and see that it will have now turned green. Let's look at this page for a moment. We always start out with an introduction and try to tell you what you'll learn. And in this segment, you're going to be introduced to the profession itself. You'll have a very detailed foundation in legal terminology. And we'll start to teach you about the structure of the United States court system. In the introduction for every segment, we'll tell you what assignments are expected of you for that segment. Well, in segment A, we don't have any written assignments, so you don't need to worry about that at this stage. One of the things that we really want to encourage you to do, it's not really a requirement or an assignment, but we provide you with a legal movie recommendation. And these are not just for fun, they're not just interesting, they are actually relevant to what we'll be studying. For instance, in this case, we have Erin Brockovich, and those of you who have seen it probably know Erin Brockovich is a movie about a paralegal, even though, and it bothers me to this day, they never mention the word paralegal in the movie, but that's what she was. It should be noted this movie actually won the Academy Award, the Oscar, for Best Movie of the Year in 2000. Also Best Actress for Julia Roberts, who played Erin Brockovich. We have after we make the movie recommendation, there's a link that says View Movie Trailer. You can click on that to see the trailer. You can also underneath see a little bit of commentary about the movie. And then what we call your assignment, even though it's not a required assignment, but we would like you to watch the movie and consider the themes that we've provided here. For instance, in Erin Brockovich, the themes are paralegal duties, toxic waste, litigation, class actions, and binding versus non-binding mediation. You'll learn about all those things as you watch this movie. Relevant to this segment, we have 4 questions here. So as you're watching the movie, see if you can answer those questions. Now, if you've seen the movie before, we still think it might be a good idea to watch it with these new concepts in mind. But if you'd rather watch another movie, we also provide an alternate film, in this case, The Firm, which is quite a thrilling movie, a really good alternate movie. Now, here's the point of this. At the end of this segment, during the segment wrap-up, we will actually give our views about those questions, about what's relevant to this segment, and we'll try to bring our views into this so you can kind of compare and contrast. But at some point, you might want to get a couple of your fellow students, or maybe make it a class project, and watch these movies. Take the time to rent one, to look for it on Netflix or whatever service you want, and I think that would be something that would be really beneficial to you. So that's the layout of this segment. It's what we're going to teach you here. And as we go through this, I'll be making some commentary on and observations on the material we'll be studying, but I'll also be trying to point out, you know, here's where you should concentrate, here's what you should look at, and give you an idea to make your studies more efficient and more effective. So, as we get started, we hope you have a great time in this program, and we promise you this, you won't believe how much you can learn. Bye for now.